Welcome back, Kardashians fans. Art Vandalay is back at it again, making that artwork, and Kim Kardashian is set to pass the bar. Stay tuned. We're talking all that and more on Kardashians Weekly.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys?
That's what I said.
Welcome back. Look at this little music we've got here. Work it, work it. You guys, thank you so much for joining us for Kardashians Weekly again. Here we are, recapping season 16, episode 5, titled Legally Brunette. Lots of great stuff to talk about tonight on tonight's episode. Then, of course, we're going to be moving into some tea time, spilling all that tea on all the fresh news and gossip. Then, of course, we have Gram Glam, where we vote on the best Instagram photo of the week. And Nakia is going to end us off with a nice poll that you, the fans, voted on. So make sure you stick around for the entire show. I have a full panel today, joined by the lovely...
Hi, guys. I'm Nakia Monet. Hi.
Welcome.
What's up, everybody? It's Howard the Third.
Good to be seen.
Oh, good to be heard. Seen. Good to be heard.
Finish your punchline.
Finish it, Howard.
And I'm Zach Peter, and I'm glad to be back.
Zach is just, like, always here now. We love him.
Yeah, that's it. They're like, Rachel's blonde. We'll just throw another blonde in.
Blonde for blonde.
That's what we did.
Nikki, is the poll you're doing later, are you going to be dancing on it?
It might be.
We got a tease of a poll.
It's my second job.
And I'm Dakota T. Jones. Thank you again for joining us. Let's just jump right into this episode. So I was a little confused with why it was titled Legally Brunette. Like, I feel like that was just like we're talking about legal stuff.
Legally Blonde.
The movie.
Yeah. No, I know, but like, I guess I just was like expecting them to talk about, I think it was just like an odd title for me for today.
Because like in this episode, you see Kim like with the books and she's asking a lot of more questions. Like Legally Blonde where Reese Witherspoon's character, like, you don't really take her serious. And she's like, I'm going to Harvard to follow a guy.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people don't really take Kim Kardashian serious with this whole legal thing. Mm-hmm. So I think it was kind of, you know, I could see why they named it Legally Brunette.
I mean, after watching this episode, were you guys kind of floored at how serious Kim is taking this?
Yeah, I mean, I was. I didn't think she was taking this seriously, like, at all.
Yeah.
But then now to see her actually doing the work and, you know, at least open up a book. So I was like, okay, she's taking it somewhat serious. You know, she read it the first chapter.
But people gave her so much crap for saying that she wasn't going to take it seriously. So, like, this is her platform to be like, no, I can read.
Yeah. I'm getting the courses.
These are her receipts. She's showing them that she's studying.
Yes. Exactly. She goes out on a nice lunch with Meghan Trainor.
AKA Allison. Allison does look like Meghan Trainor.
Allison looks like Meghan Trainor. Well, let's be honest, okay? But anyway, so she's very encouraging, like, oh my gosh, you're going to be just like your dad. And then, like, she's like, okay, but I got to go talk to my husband to make sure that he's cool with everything and cool with spending time away from me.
He don't know.
And Kanye was like, that's cool, man. Like,
he don't know what's going on.
His hair is always different.
I didn't like his look this week. Like, the pink hair with it was just not a vibe.
No. Only I can.
I think
do
he was trying
hair.
To. Yeah, I think he was trying to knock you off.
Exactly.
Right.
And only you can rock the pink pixie.
Thank you so much.
He was encouraging though. He was like, you know what, you should do it. I know this is something. It's just like fate. You can be like your dad. He's all for the, you know, the Incredibles. He feels like they're, you know, superheroes. Yeah.
Can take on the world.
I would say I'll give it to her though, because like as a mom, she's about to have baby number 4 coming. She has businesses, and that's why I said, like, to do this, you have to be fully committed. Mm-hmm. So when she says that she's willing to give up 10 years of not being Kim K, I'm actually shocked, and I want to see if that's going to really happen. So I do give it to her and being like, you know what, I'm ready to be a full-time mom, go to school. Well, not go to school, you don't really have to go to school to be a lawyer in L.A., but she's like, I'm ready to put all in. So I like that, you know, she was telling Kanye that. But Kanye, he don't know what's going on.
He don't care. He's just like, man, you can help me get out of some of the whack contracts.
He's like, as long as you can help me get out of my debt and negotiate some of these contracts.
She's looking at him like, fam, I'm trying to get people out of jail, not help you. Move.
Yeah. No, speaking of, Kim just recently got a man out of jail,
yeah.
I want to say, within the past couple of days.
Yeah. A man from Miami.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, she's still actively doing this and actively making a difference and trying to help people out. So I think for all those people who are saying, well, people shouldn't take her seriously because if she's not going to go to college, then do we really want her to represent someone? She's doing a lot with her voice and for her status to be able to help someone out. I feel like, sure, you're using your status, and but she's also using her connections, and she's She's smart herself.
Yeah.
And she's not using her status for, like, personal gain. You know, she's not trying to get her kids into college. Like, she's actually using her status to help people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And to pay it forward.
Absolutely.
Which is cool. Maybe her kids, like she said, too, can look at this and be like, wow, my mom is doing something cool. Maybe I now want to go to, like, law school and do it, like, that way. And maybe her kids can look up to her. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a pretty good... pretty good thing for Kim. I just want to know, like, are we going to get, like, a Kim K, like, fashion line legally? You know what I mean? Like, are we going to do suits? Which is really weird, because I wonder why Kris Jenner hasn't done that. Side note.
Right. I can see that.
Suits, but, like, a Kim K, like, lawyer uniform, is she going to try to market this somehow?
I would buy it.
Howard, you should market that.
I don't think my butt would fit, though.
And then a little suit or a little pantsuit.
My butt just wouldn't fill it out.
I can't.
No.
It wouldn't do
all
it.
All sizes.
It would be like a deflated balloon.
It would just be like saggy.
All
like,
booties can fit.
Yeah. Booties of all sizes.
All booties.
I mean, if she's going to be inclusive like that, I would get a suit.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
But let's talk about someone who's just growing up way too freaking fast. Mason.
Aww.
Him and that unibrow are just growing up so fast.
It's blooming into a butterfly.
Oh my gosh.
As a child who has a unibrow, you can't see it today because I've been getting it waxed since eighth grade. Good for you, Mason. I've been getting that bad boy. No, let me tell you, like, I remember when Mason was born, so it freaks me out to see this little man.
Right.
Like, just take responsibility. But I think Courtney's a really good mom, though. Like,
yeah.
She, over the season, she's always said, like, I love my kids. My kids are my priority. Like, this is what I want to do. So I love seeing Mason kind of, like, step up and be the way he even talks. He's just a responsible little man.
The most we've ever seen him talk.
Yes,
and like really, there was a lot that he was saying that I was like, oh my gosh, like who is he? Like
he's
we don't get
eight.
To see this much
yes,
of him.
They're grooming him, and I love that he did his own little interview.
That was cute.
I'm like, oh my gosh, Mason, like you about to grow up in the business. It's gonna be like
I
a whole
it.
Like Kylie situation when we saw Kylie Fuller. Because aren't they? They were similar in age. Wasn't Kylie like 9 when she started?
When she was on the pole in Chris's room,
right? And then Mason's 8, so. We're about to see him groom into this business.
I know.
Yeah,
I mean, the little sit-down interview was very cute.
And we got to see him from, like, when he was conceived all the way up until, like, him
Courtney
having his
him
first...
Out.
Yeah. She pulled him right out of her. We saw everything.
We did see everything.
I love it. And I love just seeing him be like, Mom, let's go to Watts. Let's give back. I love seeing him in Bali. And I just... I don't know. I just love seeing her with her kids and teaching her kids about giving back to the less fortunate. So I think that's very beautiful.
And little Mason's, like, the new man of the house. He's helping out with his siblings. He was like, I want Rain to sit here. Rain, I need you to put on your napkins. Stop sitting on your feet. Like, look at Mason. Courtney's just like, okay, do what you want to do, baby.
I know.
I'm going to drink my mimosa. Go ahead.
I feel like the entire time they were sitting there eating, the only person who was talking was Mason the entire
lunch.
He's like, all right, let's get those napkins. Let's sit. And Mom is just sitting there like, I'm very proud.
He really is Scott.
He is Scott.
Like, he has Scott's personality.
That's
he has
so
his
true.
Charisma. I'm hoping we get to see more of, like, Scott's humor in Mason.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
At least he, like, has, you know, some dialect to his voice, and it's not so monotone like Courtney.
That's very true. He's such a cute little kid.
Seeing them give back, though, at the Watson Center, I believe is what it was called, was just so cute, and just they all were just so proud to, like, these are things that I don't use anymore, but, like, you can have them, and I hope that you love them, and everyone share. Like, I was like, okay, that's cute.
Like, we see Courtney opening Poosh and Kim going on, you know, becoming a lawyer, and we see Courtney with her kids and they're growing up, you know, and they're and Chloe was tweeting out that she's so proud of both of her sisters, especially this episode. And like, you know, Chloe's getting cheated on by Tristan this season. She's doing her thing.
That's her arc.
Oh my girl.
That's her arc.
Sad.
She's still working on
well,
American.
This gives her hope to come make a comeback next season.
Yes. She's gonna do her thing. But what I love is that like not only is Courtney telling her kids like donate and then we're gonna take it. She brings her kids to where she's going to show them, like, look, this is what we're doing. You are going to help the less fortunate. We're going to take those toys. You don't need it, and the other kids need it. So I thought
I like
that was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God bless Chloe, though. I love you, Chloe. We're pulling for you.
Listen, she still has Good American.
She does.
Yes. Revenge Body's coming back.
She's not doing too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
the girl.
Another note on Courtney, though. She was asked to grace both covers, GQ Mexico and Latin America.
Yeah.
And she was like, but I don't want to, like, skip Halloween with my kids. So, like, no, I'm not going to do it. And they were like, okay, but you can still be on the cover anyway.
I like that, like, yeah. that was her concern. Not, like, the fact right. that, like, she doesn't speak Spanish, but, like, you know, the fact right. that...
She's like, I want to take the kids trick-or-treating.
And instead of flying out there for the shoot, she made everyone come to her house, which I loved.
I like that, because she can be there with her kids and not leave them or take mm-hmm. them with her. Where she's like, look, Mama's working, I'm downstairs, I'll be right back. I don't know. I love her as a mom. Yeah.
The kids are napping, mm-hmm. and she's like, I have an hour, and that's it, you guys. Get your shots, and then get out before exactly. the kids wake up.
I love that.
But something that was really funny that Chloe did this episode was this whole Art Vandelay thing kind of came back, only this time the art was appraised, and apparently some of them were less than the value of the materials, which was like, really?
Shady. Shady. I thought she did a good job.
I know.
She
loved peach.
I know. I like the peach.
If it went up for an auction, you know that it would, like, actually bring yeah. in some bang.
Absolutely. Yes. Somebody would buy it. People were on Instagram trying to buy her art.
I know. Mm-hmm. Scott put it out there, and people were DMing him. I wonder if they actually ever sold it.
I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope, like, if they did, they didn't keep the money, then they would donate it. They're too damn rich to be doing stuff like that.
Okay.
So I would hope if it did get, like, sold, they would donate the money to, like, an art school or something to do with not going in their pocket.
Let's talk about
they probably get the money.
Let's talk about because Chris, though, she was like, no, Chloe can make more. Like,
right.
Chris's exactly. wheels were turning. She's like, no, we can make this a thing. And I'm like, all right,
Chris is like, it's already a business. You Chris is getting her 10%, whether you like it or not.
Chris was counting the paycheck.
She always does that, man.
But can we talk about Scott's little creepy obsession with Chloe?
He
like,
loves
at
Chloe.
First, I thought it was very cute. But it's a little creepy.
Whenever
because
the bra came off.
Take off your shirt. Oh, you know what? You might as well just take off your bra. So here's Chloe in just her little apron and then topless.
He loves like, Chloe. Remember when they were in the bathtub together?
Oh, yeah.
I think he has like a low-key crush on Chloe.
Absolutely. It was a little weird.
He kind of got some of his own medicine when Chris invited him out for an art class and they had to paint a naked male model.
That was awesome.
Very true.
I've always wanted to go to one of those. I've never been, and that's a goal of mine.
No way, really?
I want to go and paint.
Do you want to be the model or do you want to be the painter?
No, I want to be the painter. Oh, no.
I feel like Nakia would be over there and she'd be like, I can't sit here and get a closer look and be like, hold on, I just got to make sure I have everything proportionate.
Hold on, I got to check some things out. And get a little bit closer. I want to be the painter, so I looked really cool. I need to go to wherever they want.
That's so funny. Exactly. Well, that kind of recaps the episode, but we are far from done. We are here to spill all the tea in our new segment titled Tea Time. So before we jump in, though, we just want to tell you guys we love you so much. We appreciate all the views that we've been getting recently. And we wanted to tell you some exciting things that are happening at AfterBuzz. Zach, take it away.
Yes, we know you guys love Kardashians, and we love you. So be sure to hit that subscribe button and stay up to date with AfterBuzz TV and see if we have more fun theme music next week. We had some pop and jams at the start of this week's episode. If you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. Let us know that you love this panel and that you love the new Rachel.
Yeah.
Leave us a comment. Weigh in. You know, we love that you guys are watching, so please continue to join the conversation, and thank you for helping us stay the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes. We love you guys, and we just cannot believe all the views we've been getting this
so
season.
So many.
Amazing.
So
blessed. Thank you guys so much.
Stay blessed. We love you.
So
this was kind of interesting. Last week we talked about the Sophia and Scott drama.
Yowzers.
Because we were like, okay, Sophia's going to be mad that, you know, that Courtney and him are talking about, soulmates and all this stuff. Well, Sophia is allegedly very hurt after watching Scott and Courtney talk about being soulmates with the Bali healer in last week's episode. But Scott had not told her about what happened until right before it aired on TV.
Ooh.
So it was like,
that's shady.
It came down to it, and he was like, oh, yeah, one little thing I got to tell you before it like erupts in the news tomorrow. Here we go. And apparently she was not quite down for that.
I mean, I wouldn't eat. That episode was intense.
It was
a lot. Here you are, this person's telling you, you know, the soulmates. And just like, you need to let that Sophia know.
I kept asking that too. I'm like, this is awkward. I wanted to have a conversation. Now she's watching it live with everyone. Probably with her family, probably with her friends, and they're all like, oh, look at your man with his baby mother.
Exactly.
She's having a watch party with Kim Kardashian and her family.
Can you imagine that?
Crazy.
Every Sunday night, and then they watch AfterBuzz TV.
Right.
That is insane. Well, speaking about Courtney and Scott and Sophia, it looks like Courtney, after the whole situation and the episode from last week, Courtney posted a picture of Scott on her social media, and her caption says, I am so proud of the place that we're at as parents to our children. Now and all the work we put into getting here. So it's like, sorry, Sophia. Boop. Love my baby daddy.
Boop.
Thank you, Scott.
And
happy that we're here.
Yeah, she added a little link to Poosh that like they were talking about their
the relationship and how they
make it
work. I
loved that. The co-parenting video. I watch Poosh. I love Poosh. I keep up with the Poosh. And yeah, that was a cute video because like that you can see that they just have like a deep innate love for each other that, you know, you want. I'm rooting for them.
I'm rooting for them too.
I mean, Sophia's cute. She could be like the babysitter.
Yeah.
You know, like gets pregnant at some point. Pulling an Arnold Schwarzenegger type of situation. That'll be a great spinoff.
That would be a spinoff. Keeping up with Sophia.
Oh, loving it. Well, Kim Kardashian was on, you know, her social media, of course. That's where she lives. But she's on social media now with her, I guess, ex-best friend, but now her best friend, Paris Hilton, for Paris's new music video titled Best Friend's Ass. There's also going to be a Britney Spears impersonator to star in the video as well. How do we feel that the two friends are back?
Well, they've kind of low-key been hanging out and, like, they've been friends for a really long time. But I do love it because it is nostalgic because there's all those videos of them, like, hanging out when Kim was working for Paris and seeing them in Hollywood, like, hopping into the Range Rover and partying with, like, Britney Spears. So I love it. I'm low-key excited.
I love it, too. Kim's
it's just so funny. Like whenever Paris is online and she's like, guess what we're doing today? It's a surprise. I'm like, ooh, like, what? Makes me cringe.
See, but this your is, normal voice.
It's, you know, Paris is smart because this is how she stays relevant. She's having her little comeback right now. She's not doing little DJs overseas. Like, she's back in the news again. And it's the reverse situation. Like, Kim Kardashian was friends with Paris Hilton back in the day because she was trying to get famous. And now Paris Hilton is friends with Kim Kardashian because she's trying to be famous again.
Right. But Paris is so damn rich. She don't got it. And I hate when
that's why she doesn't need the money. She just wants the fame.
Right. Paris doesn't even need the fame. She's so rich. Like, she's richer than everybody. Yeah. So sometimes I wish that rich people would stop it, but I guess she wants the fame instead of the money. To give me the money, Paris. I don't want the fame. I want the money.
I can buy the fame.
Paris is one of the nicest celebrities you could possibly meet.
She is really nice.
Like, I met her, like, maybe a year and a half ago. She was so nice, took time to take photos with everyone who wanted one.
She's super sweet.
And really was talking, and, like, and it was just like, oh, my gosh. Like, she is a class act when it comes to meeting her fans, and she was very sweet.
Go ahead,
it's just, like, sometimes when she talks, I'm just like, that's not real.
Put
like,
on your real deep voice like mine right now.
No, I like when celebrities like reach out to their fans and it humanizes them and like the fans appreciate it, which is why I'm like really crushing on Kim and Kanye this week because they drove by the tour bus and they waved to all of the fans and like were engaging with them.
Yes.
So Kim and Kanye, and I think they had Kendall and Chris in the backseat as well. They were waving at all of their fans on a tour bus. And I think they even said that, like, after this, that's it. Tour's going downhill from there.
And Kim was not quite into it. She was like, stop it. Keep driving. Hi, guys. Like, keep driving.
Could you imagine, like, Kim and Kanye just pulling up right next to you?
The whole Kardashian
clan.
I like it, though, because it does make it a little bit more, like, intimate. Like, where you can come from your celebrity soapbox and come down and be like, hey, guys. Like, you're the reason why I'm here today.
Yeah.
So I do think it's cool to be like, hey, what's up? Because a lot of celebrities do that when they see the tour bus. So I think it's cool instead of like putting up your window and be like, ugh, I don't want to see anybody.
That's what I do. Because I just can't handle the pressure.
It's too much.
It's too much.
It's too much.
I get it. Because they can't even go to Walmart anymore.
It's a hard life being a celebrity.
It's too hard. I was in Claire's trying to get my ear pierced.
Yes, Claire's.
And people were freaking taking photos through the window. And I was like, can I just live?
I got my second ear pierced and like fourth grade.
Really?
Was at Claire's.
Honestly, Caitlin at Claire's took care of me.
Hi, Caitlin, girl.
Caitlin and Claire.
Yes.
Caitlin Jenner?
Yes.
That's what I thought at first.
She was like, all right, get in your hair. Looks real good. It's tough, but it's
Did she bring out her medals, too? She had a box of Wheaties like, to snack
on. I was taken care of.
I hate y'all.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, though, this is something about Caitlin. We just recently saw that Kylie actually gave her a ginormous Kai Shadow box or something.
Yeah. That was dope.
She's like, girl, you need to fix your makeup.
And Caitlyn was able to like use it. And I think Caitlyn's girlfriend, which is her name, it might also be Caitlyn.
I thought her name was Sophia.
Sophia.
Yeah, I think it's
Sophia.
She was like putting on the makeup for her. Honestly, Caitlyn's killing the game these days.
Yes.
She is.
She looks gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. To be almost 70, I mean, sheesh.
Yeah. But Chloe is also killing the game because she is coming out with her third season of Revenge Body, which I know we are all very excited. We've been keeping up the past two seasons, and it's so uplifting, so great. You guys know we've had a lot of the trainers in here that we've interviewed, and we've interviewed a lot of the contestants as well. So we're excited. It's allegedly supposed to premiere sometime in the summer.
Wow.
So that's going
to
be
exciting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. About to get my ass back in the gym.
Yes.
Well, speaking of keeping it cute... Chicago and Northwest, two of the cutest little girls ever. They had matching outfits, photos of them. As we all seen, it was True's birthday party last week or 2 weeks ago. But photos are now coming out of the two sisters matching, and they're adorable. Orange is my favorite color, so that's why I love this so much. They have their matching outfits, but Chicago has on her Yeezys, and North has on high heels. She has on Kim's high heels. They're huge high heels that she's been wearing all the time. But I thought it was so cute how they were matching in their little cult outfits.
I really put on my dad. Cult outfit. I honestly really would. I would like die for the shoes that Chicago's wearing. Like
I know the
moon rock or something like that. I love those.
When your dad is Kanye, you just get them.
I know.
Exactly.
Howard hates those shoes.
I hate them too. I'm not here for you.
I love them.
I'm not. Because never mind. Whole nother story. But the girls look adorable.
They do.
They look so cute matching in their little Yeezys and high heels.
Aww. They're adorable. But you guys know what time it is. It's time for us to vote on the best Instagram photo of the week during our segment, Gram Glam. So, first we have Kim. Mm-hmm. She is here showing her... best size
ass.
I know.
She's promoting that music video.
She's promoting it. And honestly,
sheesh.
What do you guys think of this photo? What do you think of this outfit?
Like, my heart hurts for those pants. They look like they're going to rip at, like, any moment.
As Aretha Franklin says, nice gowns.
Oh, my gosh. I think it is. I think it's very cute. I think the outfit is cute. I can't with Nakia. I think the outfit is, you know, cute. I think it's a great, like, run-around-town outfit, though. If I were
run-around-town, she's got someone from the 16th century on her right leg underneath her
butt. If I'm going to the store, I'll throw it on. If I'm pumping gas,
I want to see you in this, Howard.
I do,
listen,
too, Howard.
I give Kim a run for her money,
okay?
Honey.
Let him know.
Maybe saying Kim who? Howard K, all right?
Howard K, okay.
Howard K in the building.
I love that. And the next we have is Courtney. I'm trying to think of what she was wearing. Oh, she was wearing this red number here. No trespassing, no parking.
Oh, okay. All right. Something I would do.
Yeah. She looks like she's peeing on a wall.
That's what I thought. I wasn't going to say that, but it looks like she's like got the arch going and like she's peeing.
A little Michael Jackson jacket.
Okay, the red jacket is cute. And you know that's cute. Real leather.
Okay.
Don't tell PETA. Don't tell PETA. Mm-hmm. No, but I love that. Honestly, Chloe is killing the game this week. Post this photo of her at the beach. I'm expecting that this was a photo from Bali.
Oh, yeah, because of the black sand.
Yeah, I remember,
I love this photo. I love that swimming suit. It looks great on her. And then, of course, we have Kendall with another ad. Hashtag ad.
She's staying with the ad.
All about the
ad. Make that money, girl.
I'm not mad.
What is she promoting this week?
She's promoting the moon teeth whitening.
Where the teeth? Oh, in the top right? Okay.
Yeah. The one photo.
I see no teeth.
With the teeth.
I know. And then lastly, we have Kylie. Kylie honestly didn't have a lot of photos this week, but this was what we had. The other one was a little more abstract. She had her legs a little bit more open, and like the jacket was a little bit more open. It just seemed like a little bit of an off angle, like an off situation. So I gave her the benefit of the doubt and chose this one. But she always looks great.
Yeah, she's a shimmery pants.
Looks like something Kim would wear too.
Yeah. I love that.
I love the jacket.
All right, guys. Well, drum roll, please. Let's vote and see who we think wins Gram Glam of the week. 3, 2, 1. We all voted. Okay.
You guys. And I was gonna go for Courtney too.
So. Zach and Howard, why did you choose Courtney?
This was a really hard one because I didn't really love any of the photos.
Yeah,
but the only reason I gave it to Courtney is because like I've had that moment where like you have to pee so bad, and then you just like pull over, and then you're like, and like so I can feel the feeling she's feeling in that photo just like letting it out.
Right.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, ditto. Like I, you know. I didn't really like the bunch, like Zach said, too. But I just really liked the jacket on Courtney. I thought it was a cute red, like, leather jacket. Yeah. But that's pretty much it. I was like, oh, okay, if I had to choose one, Courtney.
Yeah, I picked Kendall. She looks cute in her ad.
She does. She always looks cute, in her ads. Mm-hmm.
That's it. She's cute.
I picked Chloe. I think Chloe killed it with the swimming suit photo. She looked great.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Her hair looks great, and I think Chloe really needs our support right now. So I chose Chloe. Y'all are fake fans. But
Chloe knows I love her.
That's not my business.
Love you, boo.
Chloe need to listen to MJ. MJ done, MJ done told you. Stop messing with these guys.
We need an accountant quick.
He done told you when you was pregnant.
Oh.
Sorry.
You know what, though? Oh, MJ. You guys always love it when we vote on our feelings of what we think and we give our opinion. But you know what? We decided, since you guys are family and watch with us, we opened up that window and that fourth wall to you to be able to make decisions and to be able to contribute to the show. And I'm waiting for Nikita to stop laughing so I can set her up for our segment.
I'm ready whenever you are, sweet.
Twitter poll.
Doll.
We love getting your guys' feedback and, like, what you think is going
to
happen.
I was waiting for you to stop so now I can get into the Twitter poll. See, how Dakota tried to drag me for filth.
Dakota pulled an MJ. He MJ'd me right quick.
And I'm going to Chris you and send you back
to San Diego. Try to send me back.
No. Thank you, Dakota. So the poll says, did the lovebirds Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott get each other's names tattooed on each other to show their love and affection? Would you tattoo your boyfriend or your girlfriend's name on you to show love? 14% said hell yes. But guys, 86% said hell to the no. Wow. They would not tattoo their lover's name on them.
We saw it with Rob.
Oh yeah.
Hashtag been there, done that. And now where's Rob? See, you want to end up like Rob? You want to sell socks?
But he doesn't even do it anymore. Apparently he gave the company over to Chris.
You guys are nuts.
What?
I don't think he gave it to her. I need to save this.
Save her baby boy. You know, some people are late bloomers, where I think, like, the girls always had that business sense because of their dad. Where, you know, Ross
when
probably,
do you think
like,
he's going to peak?
It's already been how many years?
Maybe next year. This is,
I know. Give Rob some time. Watch Rob have the biggest comeback of them all. I know. I'm waiting for
him. You know
what,
though? I'm so sorry, guys. We've been pretty shady this episode. But we we love the Kardashians, I promise you.
I almost had to pull out my sunglasses. So much shade in here.
Howard's like, you know what?
The shade is real. But no, I love that 80% said hell to the no. I would not.
I don't think I could do that.
No.
No. Because my boobies switching every freaking other
week. Yes. Gotta get it covered up.
I would have, like, a name, cross it off. A name, cross it off.
That should be a tattoo. I'm waiting for someone to have that tattoo. Like, just
I've
a name crossed off.
I've seen
what?
That. Yeah, that's where I got that idea.
It's amazing.
Because it's a real thing.
Kylie and Travis are tatting their love up for each other.
And Tyga, remember when Tyga got Kylie, like,
oh,
on his
right. Right. See?
See, it never works out.
It never works out. It's almost like that's like your fate. Whenever you get a tattoo, it like seals the fate. Like you will not be together.
Downhill from here.
But you guys, we love you. Thank you for joining us every single week. We will be back next week for another episode. I think next week I will be out because I'm going to be flying back home for my sister's graduation. Aww. But where can everyone keep up with you guys in the meantime?
Yes, you guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And if you guys like reality TV, Howard and I on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live, we do a show called Back to Realities on Sunday, 4 p.m. PST time.
Yes, and it's Howard the Third here. You can find me on all social media at Howard the Third. On my website, of course, howardthethird.com. Mm-hmm. And like Nakia said, on Sundays, head on over to Black Hollywood Live so you can talk all things reality TV. Plus, we get a little bit more shadier over there. And I also do the Now Apocalypse After Show on AfterBuzz TV on Sundays as well at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I love it. And I'm Zach Peter. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach all over the internet. And my podcast, Hashtag Adulting, is back for its third season. We just interviewed Jillian Michaels, and it's getting picked up all over the place.
I've seen that.
You need to hear what she says about that keto.
Yeah, I know.
Congratulations. That's really exciting.
It's amazing.
Thank you, guys.
You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And I can finally announce that next week, I can't tell you which day, I will be releasing my very first single that I wrote. And so I'm excited. I can't wait for you guys to hear it.
Yes.
It's coming out next week, so make sure to stay tuned on my Instagram and my YouTube channel for that. In the meantime, we will keep up with you later.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.